What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm your host, Rocky, here with BDC. What's up, man?
What's good? What's good?
Not much, man. Not much. Game of the year, Game Awards came and went. Any surprises? Anything surprise you?
Or it was about what it was, huh? Doesn't surprise me. Everything was expected. I'm trying to think. What was I was surprised about Death Stranding 2 being announced. I heard little rumors, but that game kind of the most disappointing thing in the show was Street Fighter. I think was I thought it was gonna be a February release or February March. I didn't know it was gonna be way in June, but I mean that game got so many betas and been played so much that yeah. It's gonna be very polished when it come out. So
hopefully,
a good sign that you know that game to have a June release, it better not have no mistakes or no server issues or nothing. We've been working on this so much, so
yeah, it looks good already. I thought it.
Yeah, I'm like, just, man, it looked like they could release it, but that's the issue they had with the fifth one was, you know, it released with no story and missing this, missing that, and
yeah.
So this is gonna be more of a complete, you know, game. So which is always a good thing. So
yeah,
I mean, if it's gonna be polished, a lot of characters, story mode, all that stuff, working day one, then June is a good release date.
Yeah, I always feel like those fighting games should be like free to play. Like, and then like people, like, you know, you just get like a basic four characters or whatever. And
well,
then
Killer
like,
Instinct took that approach when it came out. It was cheaper.
Yeah, it was.
They build to it.
And then like you can build to it. And like if you like a really hardcore player, then of course you're going to go ahead and get like the rest of the stuff and all that. But I don't know. I just can't bring myself to, especially now, $70 on a fighting game. I can't. I guess because I'm not competitive at it anymore like that, you know.
But yeah, if you was competitive.
Yeah, it'd be no brainer. It's just like 2K. It's just like 2K or anything else. If you play it, you play it, and you're gonna go ahead and fork down that 70 and get it or whatever. I seen 2K like $30 now though, $29.99. I saw
someone gonna be $3 and they still get their money.
Yeah, yeah.
You gonna spend money on them servers? It's literally 2K was $3 a couple of years ago. I remember. Literally, yeah. People thought it was a glitch.
But don't worry, don't worry about it though. They gonna get theirs.
That was a test run bar. Like, let's see if we can almost give it for free and still make money.
Yep, and it probably worked too, because they gonna make their money. All right, man. So before we get into this, you know, Audio Oddity, all podcast platforms. I always forget to say all this, and don't forget we got the YouTube channel out there. Go check out the videos, subscribe, all that good stuff, like the videos or whatever. And today we're just going to talk about the Game Awards, and we're going to talk about our Game of the Year, which might not line up with the Game Awards Games of the Year, but we're going to talk about it. So first let's go into what actually, you know, what went down at the Game Awards this year. And I got one little other side story.
What went down at the Game Awards was none of my friends won those Steam Decks.
So hold on, how long was the game? The Game Awards was what, about a 2-hour show?
I think it was 3 hours.
Three hours? So they gave one every minute, right?
Every minute. And none of my friends won it.
That's crazy.
I wasn't eligible for it.
Yeah, so that's what, like, what, 180 minutes of 180 Steam Decks or something they gave away?
Something like that, almost.
Yeah, something like that, right? I mean, not 180 minutes, I'm tripping. What is that? 60, 120? Yeah, that's about right. 180. So that's crazy. None of your nobody got one? Like nobody you know?
Nope. Man, mainly for loyal fans too, because they you had to buy some stuff to register first.
Yeah.
You had to be like, if you was like a regular Steam person who buys stuff and play games, you didn't have to worry. But a person like me was just, you know, new, never bought nothing on Steam Deck or anything. They were like, eligible.
Well, so I hadn't bought, so I looked at it and you had to buy some within the last year. Yeah. And I hadn't bought nothing in the last year on Steam. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't apparently. And it didn't qualify you. But that's crazy,
it
man.
It did on purpose though, because if I would have known that, I would have definitely went and bought some DLC or something for a couple of dollars or something.
So I did find, I found on TikTok. It was on like a TikTok or something. I was scrolling and like Steam Deck comes up on my For You page because I'll be searching it up and looking and stuff. So one dude did talk about it before it happened. He was like, that they was gonna do this, and that if you're good, you need to hurry up and you need to hurry up and do it, because you know, he gave the thing before, you have to buy something before November 14th to qualify or whatever. He gave it all out.
Yeah.
So it was out there, man. I wonder who all got one. And nobody we know. I mean, apparently so.
And a lot of people didn't qualify. So
yeah, a lot of people didn't qualify, and the people that did qualify, I mean, you still knew
what they
was
doing. I mean, they support their fan base, which is a good thing, you know. But to me, if you give me a Steam Deck, you get a new Steam person, you get a new fan, a person who buy it. I'll buy stuff from Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, you know. So, but I mean, I understand it, you know. They better get somebody who's been there for, you know, longer than people, just random people. Yeah. So that's understandable.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. I was looking at a Steam Deck last night, man. I'm gonna go ahead and buy one, but I actually found something that looked better than a Steam Deck. But man, it's expensive as hell. It's called like a Neo AO or something. It's like a Neo AYA.
You know, off brands, you might as well get it's that real one.
No, it's actually better than a Steam Deck. It's got like a fingerprint scanner on it. It runs Windows straight out the box.
It's as good as Steam Deck though.
It is. I watched the videos on it. Like it is. It's actually a little better, but it costs $1,300. Damn thing costs $1,300. I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'll go ahead and stick with that Steam Deck.
I'm about to say Steam Deck do everything already.
Yeah, Steam Deck don't run Windows right out the box or nothing, which is a problem for some people.
I thought it do. I thought they updated it.
Nah, not yet. Because people complaining now you can't play Modern Warfare 2 on it. But some people find like a workaround where you can play Modern Warfare 2. It's a whole thing. I went down a rabbit hole last night on all that. But
I mean, to me, it's called Steam Deck. Like me getting exactly. Halo or getting a Switch mad that I can't play Halo.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's a Nintendo machine.
But
you know?
But that's how people act though. That's how you know how people are. And of course people already found ways to mod it and add Nintendo emulators.
I mean, yeah, I heard that they're gonna part, you know, push it to support it because Microsoft been pushing it from the Game Pass. So
oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna fix it. But as of right now, it's hard to play. They say that if you play Modern Warfare 2 on it, you can get your account banned or whatever. So
I got my Steam Deck right here called Nintendo Switch.
That thing.
Yeah, they got the controls, man, and everything just like it.
That thing, pitiful, man. Pitiful.
30 frames. 30 frames.
30 frames. And it'd be struggling.
Yeah. It'd be struggling. We can't even play our own game, Pokemon, on here. Barely.
All right, let's talk. Okay, all right, let's keep this tight. Let's talk about our little game award. So
let's talk about the big surprise of the show.
What's the big surprise of the show? What nobody saw coming.
Nobody saw coming. I always get his name wrong, but Cyberpunk DLC. What's his name? Iris Elba.
Yeah.
Iris Elba.
Yeah.
That was a big surprise. That was a big shocker right there. Like you already got a top notch actor already. And then you go ahead and get another one, bigger, possibly bigger. Like, man.
Yep.
And it's only next gen, so you know it's gonna be right. They making sure it's gonna be right. So
Cyberpunk trying to make that comeback, man. They trying to do that thing.
They came back. The Witcher with the DLC and more content adding, and then that studio stepped up. We want our money. You know, I mean, that's a serious.
So this
when
is the one
studio like that, and you release some bad stuff.
So this
like that,
is the one they. This is the Phantom Liberty they teased already like a couple months ago, right? I think we had talked about it. They didn't have a teaser. I think they just talked about it like a couple months ago.
Yeah, they got a few things they could do. Like the other Witcher is getting free roam. I think the one we talked about, one's gonna be like the first one or something like that.
Yeah, they remaking the very first Witcher, and it's gonna be open world.
So that's gonna be crazy. Like I don't play them like that, but that's still crazy. The fact that you go get an old game like that.
I was thinking about going back into Witcher 3 when they re-release it for the next gen update coming this month, huh? Ain't it coming the next gen update for Witcher 3? Should be out by now.
A few weeks. A few days.
Maybe. Yeah. I thought it was out. But I was thinking about going back into it because I got the Witcher 3. You know, I bought it at launch back then. And just taking an upgrade and going back into the world. It was fun, man. It's just long. Man, it's just too much stuff to do in that world. And you never finish. But yeah, that was kind of a shock, Iris Elba. I mean, they spending some money because, you know, he ain't doing that for free.
When I saw the corner of his face, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. So we'll go through like the little lesser known, like you know, little awards they gave out. Then we'll work our way up. So like they had like the best adaptation of a video game to a TV show. And then you had like Sonic the Hedgehog, Uncharted, Cuphead, Cyberpunk, Edge Runners, Arcane. I don't know if you watched any of these shows, but I watched Cyberpunk Edge Runners. Huh?
I watched Sonic.
You watched Sonic? I watched Cyberpunk Edge Runners, and I watched I didn't know Uncharted had a show. Or are they talking about the movie? They're talking about the movie, huh? Yeah. Yeah, I watched the movie. It was okay. It was whatever. Wait, what happened to my
Yeah, I still haven't yet to watch it, but I heard nothing but good things. I heard it was good.
Yeah.
I never heard nobody say it was bad.
It's on, I think it's on Netflix, right? Netflix. Sure. I think it's on Netflix now, the Uncharted movie. But anyways, League of Legends won. Arcane, I heard that was really good, but I never played or know anything about League of Legends, so I didn't watch it. But it won, though. It won for best adaptation by a TV show or a video game, so that's cool. Most anticipated game. You remember what won this?
Oh yeah, I already know. I voted for Zelda.
Yeah, Zelda. Legend of Zelda.
I voted for that game. Really.
So the nominees were Final Fantasy 16, Hogwarts Legacy, Resident Evil 4, and Starfield. And Zelda won. That probably won real easily. I mean, Starfield, yeah, but we don't know how Starfield gonna turn out. I don't know why anybody would be anticipating Resident Evil 4, a remake. We all know the problems Harry Potter didn't had, and Final Fantasy 16 is just Final Fantasy. I mean, it is what it is. All right, best esports. This one right here, I looked over this, and this shocked me because I always thought Call of Duty would win most of these, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. It was Valorant. Valorant
That's a
actually
game,
got
though.
This one. Yeah, it is. My daughter used to play Valorant, so... Valorant actually got that, and they won best esports game and best esports team, by the way. The Loud team on Valorant. I don't know nothing about these esports team, but I'm guessing Loud must be really good because they won best esports team. So best esports event was the League of Legends event. Like I said, I don't play League of Legends. I don't know nothing about it, but the only thing I know is Evo. That's like the Street Fighter, the fighting one. I know Evo, but I don't know none of these other ones, mid-season invitational and all that. I just never got into that hard of competitive gaming. They had best esports coach. I don't know none of the dudes on this list, but the Loud team, their coach won, Mathis Bizak or whatever his name is. Congratulations, whoever that is.
Yeah, I didn't watch none of that stuff.
Yeah,
esports. But that was like pre-show stuff.
Yeah, esports.
That stuff was pre-show. I was at work still.
Yeah, best esports athlete, Jacob Ye of Valorant. I don't know. Is it right to call them athletes? I mean, I guess, right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they are. I mean, it's considered a sport.
Yeah, I guess so. Content creator of the year. And sadly to say, I don't watch none of these people, but it was Ludwig, whoever that is. Congratulations, Ludwig. I'm pretty sure he's huge. He's a screamer content creator. All right. Now I'm getting into your stuff right here. The best multiplayer game of the year.
Oh, you already know. I voted for that.
Splatoon beat Modern Warfare, beat Multiverses, beat Overwatch, and beat Shredder's Revenge. I didn't even know Shredder's Revenge would be nominated for this. But Splatoon 3.
I seen some people saying they got robbed. Like, Shredder's Revenge. Like.
Got robbed? What they mean? What they mean by that?
I was doing it in Discord.
How they get robbed? Nobody looking for nah. That game was over in like me and the kids beat that game in like 45 minutes. Like, you mean got robbed, man? It was
Splatoon
fun.
Splatoon deserved it.
Yeah.
From playing Call of Duty and Overwatch, Splatoon really deserved it. It improved a whole lot of more.
Oh yeah, that's
from part
that's
two
crazy.
To three. From two to three, it improved a whole lot.
Here we go, best sim or strategy game. Did you see who won this?
Nah. Martin. I seen it, but I didn't. Some of those awards had me tired. I was like, man, this is.
Yeah. So here we go. It was Dune, Spice Wars, Total War, Two Point Campus, and Victoria 3. and Mario Rabbit.
2 Point Campus is pretty popular. A couple of my friends played.
Yeah, and they have Mario Rabbit, Sparks of Hope. Who you think won?
I think it was Mario Rabbit's one.
Yeah, Mario Rabbit's got that.
I remember that. I remember that was one of the awards that won.
Yeah, Mario Rabbit's got that. Best sports racing game. I know you know this.
Oh, you already know who won that already.
Gran Turismo.
I've been telling you to buy it all year.
Yep. I know you have. Yeah, Gran Turismo.
They count that as a sports game too. That'd be 2K FIFA.
Yeah, that'd be F1, 2K FIFA, and Ali Ali World.
I tell you right there, all the people complaining and trying to complain about it, it won something.
Yeah, it won. It won. But Forza wasn't even nominated for that?
Or was that Forza last year? Forza came out last year.
Forza won Game of the Year last year, didn't it? Somebody gave it Game of the Year last year.
IGN gave it Game of the Year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
IGN be giving anything Game of the Year.
I wonder who they giving this year. I don't think they announced theirs yet. Best family game. You know who won that?
That's a Nintendo game, or you go ahead and make it. I know who won that one.
Yeah, they got Kirby won it. Kirby Forgotten Land.
They be doing Nintendo wrong. Like they be just throwing like they might as well just put Uncharted in there. Last of Us 2. Come on, family.
Yeah, I actually played Kirby. I still want to get it. It's just, man, those Nintendo games never go on sale. But when it dropped down a little bit, I'm gonna get it. It's a fun game. I played it at Walmart.
The demo was fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game. I played it at Walmart one day, and I was waiting on something, probably my wife or something. And I played for like, man, about 30, 40 minutes. I played that game. It was fun. Best fighting game. This one was crazy right here. I couldn't believe this, but I guess it just showed you the state of fighting games. It was
it ain't too much this year. It wouldn't got it next year.
Yeah, it was DNF Dude, JoJo's Bizarre, King of Fighters 15, Multiverses, and Sifu. And Multiverses won.
Sifu shouldn't even been in there.
Sifu was like more of an adventure game, kind of like.
It focused on fighting, but it's still an adventure game.
Yeah, it's an adventure game. Yeah, but
King of Fighters should have got that, though.
Yeah, I didn't play King of Fighters 15. I played King of Fighters a bunch of other ones. But
I didn't play that one, but... for multiverses with all the glitches and cheap stuff, like I know King of Fighters is good. I've seen people play it, and that's on my list still to buy. I gotta buy that game. I've been playing Guilty Gear, but King of Fighters was good though. Like that game got ripped.
Yeah, and Guilty Gear wasn't even nominated. That came out this year, didn't it?
Well, Guilty Gear got Game of the Year last year, fighting Game of the Year.
Oh, it did? Man, why some of these games seem like they came out like this year? I don't know why.
It came out late last year. It won last year.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, Multiverses. I played Multiverses. I mean, it just seemed like
I started playing Smash Brothers more.
Yeah, it just seemed like why would I do this when I can just go play Smash Brothers? That's the way it seemed, but whatever. I heard a bunch of people like this JoJo Bizarre, though.
Yeah, I hear that's good. I heard good things about
Yeah,
that
I heard a lot of people like that, too. All right. They had Best RPG. You already know. Elden Ring. That Elden Ring, Live Alive, however you say it, Pokemon Legends, Triangle Strategy, and Xenoblade Chronicles 3 was up for that award, and Elden Ring won it. Yeah, Elden Ring's definitely. Best Action Adventure Game of the Year, you already know who got that. God of War, by far. And it was up against Plague Tale, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Tunic. So God of War got that. Best Action Game, Bayonetta beat out Call of Duty, Neon White, Sifu, and Ninja Turtles.
They keep throwing Ninja Turtles. It's like,
I don't know. Yeah, man.
I didn't understand that.
Innovation and accessibility. This is like the features for like, you know, people that's disabled and stuff and all that.
God of War.
Yeah, God of War again.
People was mad at that game winning that. I'm like,
why, man? I mean, even though Returnal might have been a good one too, because Returnal
they all good in their own way, but I guess that one is, you know, people
hard as that game, man. Hard as that game is for them to even have those features in it. You know what I mean? It was like just
yeah. And Returnal is going to PC. They announced too, which was pretty big. You know that game gonna have a lot of they gonna up the frames and graphics of that game. That game already nice already.
It already looks real, real good. Yeah.
The Spider-Man Miles Morales people say it looks really, really good on PC. So
yep. Best VR or AR game was, I never heard of this game. Moss Book 2. Never heard of it.
No.
But it was up against After the Fall, Among Us, Bone Lab, and Red Matter. I only heard of like one of those games, and that's Among Us.
You got a high-end PC or where you can play games? Or...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I never asked. I don't know.
We yeah, about I got a, well, yeah, I got a, I mean, I got a high-end laptop, you know. I got a gaming laptop, but I play games.
Nothing like that. It ain't all, it's a good computer, but it ain't upgraded for games.
Yeah, I play some games on, I was playing Gotham, not that takes high-end probably, but I was playing the new Batman on here yesterday.
With the, you go up the frames on there, right?
Yeah, 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 and all that, yeah. But I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is. I will talk about that.
I hear that game is good with, man, the frames like that.
I'll talk about it in a minute. I'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, you know what? That game was messed up on PC, though. I heard.
Yeah.
<I'll>
All right. Best community support.
That's messed up.
Apex, Final Fantasy 14 online won it. I never even played this, but I hear a lot about Final Fantasy 14 online. Like, people be big into this game.
Yeah, that's one of those games people be living on.
Yep. And then for it to beat out Fortnite, Apex, Destiny, and No Man's Sky. That's crazy. To beat out those games for best community support. You would think Fortnite would have that, or No Man's Sky would have
Fortnite
that.
Fortnite won it
down.
Before. And Fortnite wins so many of these awards. It's like, you know, it's
they
been
just
around
stopped
so
putting
long.
Them up there, huh?
Yeah, like Apex won one year, I think. Fortnite won. It's like.
Yeah. Best mobile game. It was Marvel Snap, and it beat Apex Legends, Diablo Immortal, Genshin Impact, Tower of Fantasy. I don't play mobile like that. I heard Marvel Snap was fun though, from what I hear, for people that do play things like that. Best debut of an indie game. Your game,
you know,
picked
crazy?
Up.
One quick thing for a second. People playing Fortnite at 60 frames on a cell phone and Switch can't. Like, let that sit in for you right
Man,
there.
Man, look, I'm not.
Let that sit in for you right there. 60 frames, they playing on a cell phone.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff like that going on, man. When people say stuff, like, oh, well, you know how much it takes. It's like, man, look.
I get mad every time I think about that. Like, people playing on cell phones at 60 frames, and I can't even get above 30 frames at $300.
It'd be dropping, struggling.
when they announced it, they was like, ooh, Fortnite gonna be running at 60 frames on a cell phone. Oh, I can't wait. Switch gonna do it.
No. It looked bad. Yeah, so you played, my kids be playing Fortnite on their Switch all the time. It looks horrible. It looks horrible. But anyways, best debut indie game, Stray. Your game Stray won it. It beat out Neon White, Norco, Tunic, and Vampire Survivors, which I've been
Being
hearing a
Tunic
lot.
Is pretty big.
Yeah, Tunic and Vampire Survivors, actually. I've been hearing a lot about them two games. People really, really
I hear
like
that Vampire Survivor. We was talking about that the other day. That game can't run on the Switch. A lot of people want that game to be on Switch. They said it can't. It's not good enough to run on Switch.
Not good enough? What they mean?
I don't know. They said the Switch can't handle it.
Can't handle it. That game's an indie game. Like, it ain't got nothing to it, Harley, from what I hear. It ain't like a whole lot of... Okay, I'm leaving it alone. All right, bet.
Leave that alone. People want Microsoft to own Activision so that they can get that 10 years on the Call of Duty on Switch.
Well, they offered
people be on that, but then when they actually play it, it's gonna be at 20 frames.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you know, the Xbox. I think they signed. Didn't Nintendo sign a 10-year with them?
They said they want to. I guess they. I don't know if they signed or did they want to or.
Yeah, I heard the deal was offered. And I think Nintendo accepted it.
Like this one, they be looking.
Man, who playing Call of Duty on Switch? Like, who?
I used to play it on the Wii U, but on the Wii U it ran at 60. It ran the same. So
man, who out here playing that on a Switch?
It's gonna run at 30 per.
It's crazy.
Sure.
All right. Best ongoing game. They gave that to Final Fantasy 14 again. It was the same people as the best support multiplayer support or whatever online support game. Apex Legends, Destiny, Fortnite, Genshin Impact, Final Fantasy 14 won that. Games for Impact, a thought-provoking game with pro-social meaning or message. So these were like games with messages in them, you know what I'm saying? And As Dust Falls won. I started that game, but I didn't finish it. So I'm not sure what message it portrayed over or whatever. And I never heard of any of these other games on the list. I don't know if you played any, like As Dusk Falls, but it's like a, remember those?
It's like, a movie. It's a basically a movie that let you pick the turns.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
no movement at all, hardly.
Yeah, it's like the Telltale games where you kind of like.
It's worse than Telltale. You don't even move at all.
Yeah. Right? Do you want to? Yeah. No. Yeah. You don't move at all. You just kind of like. Do you want to shoot him? You know. And
it's an interactive movie.
Yeah. Drag the thing here if you want to shoot him, or if you don't, drag it here. You know, kind of like that. I started it, but I didn't finish it or nothing. It got kind of.
I hear
boring.
The story is good. People say, but it better have a good story.
Yeah,
that's what it does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We don't got a good story. Exactly. You ain't playing.
I figured I'll go watch it on YouTube or something if I want to like know the whole thing. You know, whatever.
You should watch it on YouTube.
Something like that. Best performance. This is for like voice actors and stuff. And Christopher Judge won this for God of War, of course. And
that was one of the most talked about things.
Yeah,
in the other show that had his speech.
Yep,
speech. I don't remember everything, but I remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear the speech, but I heard it was he gave a good speech or whatever.
I heard it, but I just don't remember. Like,
and heard he wants to play Kratos in live action, so maybe he'll get that chance. I don't know.
He talked about how he quit too.
Yeah, he quit. Yeah.
He said he quit. He was like, nah, a lot of people, they get stuck with the same people. They want to work with the same people, the same team.
Yeah.
But the guy who quit, I guess, told him, nah, this guy's a beast. Like, he's going to do good. And
yeah, well, I heard he quit. And also, but I heard one of the reasons he came back, he said he told his daughter and his, you know, his wife and stuff and all that he quit. And it was like, you what? Like, you crazy. Like, you better get back on the phone, tell him you was playing, you know, or whatever. So, yeah, I hope he get a chance to do it live action. I mean, I don't know if you've seen him. You remember how he looked? He looked.
Or is he talking about voice though? Or
no, I think he's talking about he wants to play like the character. So he kind of looks the part. I mean, you put some CGI, some makeup. He had the same voice. I mean, they can do it. It's possible. You know, it'll work.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Why? Because he a brother? Because he
black? I mean, Kratos look like, I mean, he could be a brother.
Yeah,
anyway,
like, Kratos look like he could be black. I mean, he gray anyway, ain't he?
And Kratos, but it depends on what God of War you do, though. Is he going to be younger? Is he going
to
be older?
Yeah, he'll
Kratos
have to
is
be.
Muscular, too, though. Is he muscular? I never really seen him like that.
He looks like a big dude. I never saw him with his shirt off or nothing, but he looked like a big dude. You know, I don't know. And even if he ain't, I mean, we seen people get in shape for roles. I mean, look how big The Rock got for Adam. That was crazy. Craziness right there. But anyway.
I was more blown away with the 50 Cent movie. He lost all
that
weight.
50 Cent, man. 50 Cent.
Lost, when you losing weight, that's a lot harder, I think.
Yeah, look like a cancer patient. That was crazy, too. But
he won no awards for that. And man, that movie,
people didn't even,
he was a good actor for that movie.
People didn't even acknowledge him.
Good acting.
But one person I do not see on this list is old girl for what was it, Bayonetta? For that voice acting.
Bayonetta hardly didn't get nothing, hardly.
Nah. Best audio design. Another one for God of War. I mean, I guess you can't really argue with that. Best music and score. God of War won another one again. Best art direction. They gave this one to Elden Ring, which I could see that. Elden Ring was put together very well. Best narrative, God of War. Best game direction, Elden Ring.
I wouldn't know what direction and, I'm going to play that game.
Yeah. Well, they mean like
that ain't what they mean. That ain't what they mean by that.
Yeah. They mean just like directing and everything. And then that brings us to, you know, the big daddy, the final award of the year, which the nominees were Plague Tale, God of War, Elden Ring, Horizon, Forbidden West, Stray, and Xenoblade. And Elden Ring took home Game of the Year. So, what anything you agree or don't agree with the awards?
I agree with everything. I mean, ain't nothing I can't really agree with. I mean, I never really played God of War or Elden Ring, so I voted Stray. So
Stray was your game. Stray was your game of the year, huh? What were your? So we'll go ahead and segue into what was your nominees for game of the year. Stray was your winner. All right. So what was your like your other three? or four or whatever. Like, would you, before Scrape, what was you thinking about?
Gran Turismo, definitely, definitely Gran Turismo. Overall, just the sound effects, the music, it didn't have like no, it had good music, but just the music, just the feel of the game, the vibe of it, just, I did like WWE 2K, even though, you know, it's just wrestling, but from what it did last year, from what, well, 2 years ago,
yeah,
from where it came from, like, to make a whole game from the ground up, that's kind of hard. And they did a really, really good job with that. Like, you know.
And I was thinking about that. I think that should have been not at least nominated for one of the sports games of the year.
It should have been. It got nothing but good reviews. It got eights. Like, to me, I mean, I don't know how they pick these. Is it money? Is it off reviews? It can't be off reviews. So
nah, I don't know.
You know? Yeah. And I don't like how they just start throwing racing games in sports. Like, I know the only real sport is F1.
Yeah,
Gran Turismo. Yeah, it's simulated racing, but is it a sport?
Well, it's
F1 is a sport. You have a team.
Yeah,
you have to manage, and so they, to me, that's just like, you know, if it's not enough racing,
I mean,
game,
but
you know what, we're just gonna start doing that in sports.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't do that, then I mean, F1 is the only one that really makes like a sports racing game anymore. NASCAR don't do games anymore.
But you have a lot of other racing games you could put it. You just don't want to do it, like, you know, you got the cartoony racing.
Yeah, you got,
but you want to keep it real, it's racing, you got to put those in the same category. But I mean, I can understand F1,
but
I
don't think
sports,
this
but.
Year, I mean, it was, what was it, that was it, what they had on that list was probably all the racing games that came out this year.
Well, they had other ones, but just like, you know, not,
I mean, like
Mario
SpongeBob,
Parts,
if you're talking about like SpongeBob racing or something, you know, I mean,
yeah, stuff like that. But yeah. I mean, that, you got to keep it real, those are racing
yeah,
games,
I mean,
like,
you know,
speaking of that, before we get into that, they had, you know, some of the announcements they had, some of those announcements didn't matter. Like, let's talk about that Crash Bandicoot that nobody asked for or cared about. Nobody
asked
about that. What was that? 414 Rumble or?
Yeah, I don't know about the, so I don't
I
know
didn't understand that game, like what it was. I just seen a bunch of characters running and.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody been asking for the, for that type of game, but I know Paris Lilly, he'd be on Kind of Funny and you know, different things. He worked for Xbox before and all that. He's been wanting a Crash Bandicoot game, a new one, for a while, you know, updated.
I mean, they have four.
You know, so them guys over there, and also he'd been wanting another Banjo-Kazooie. He's been big on Banjo-Kazooie also. So, I don't know.
I was at a party with some friends watching it, and we all thought it was going to be Crash Bandicoot Racing, you know, a sequel or something like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then when they start, they kind of just throwing everybody off with that fighting, and they really didn't show no gameplay. So, like, is it an arena 4-on-4 button mashing thing?
Understand is why they all of a sudden trying to copy, like, Smash Brothers been around forever, right? And all of a sudden this year, like the last 2 years, they've been trying to do Smash Brothers, like, better than Smash Brothers does. The only other time I ever seen that was maybe, what was that game PlayStation had with, like, PlayStation All-Stars or
All-Stars,
something?
All-Stars, yeah.
Which was kind of similar with just PlayStation people and all that. But other than that,
The closest they've been, they had some good ones. They had a couple of the good ones. The Rumbleverse. I think the Rumbleverse.
Yeah, Rumbleverse. Okay.
What was the one where
Rumbleverse was with wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they had that. Multiverses.
Multiverses, had, I guess, was one of the close ones, but it was one closer than that, though. It stayed more popular than that. I can't think of it, but it was free to play, and it was an Ubisoft game. Ubisoft one.
I don't know. It was one I played with the kids. I can't think of what it was, though. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, but it's just, man, just go play Smash Brothers.
The Mario Karts, the Nintendo, they just try to make these Nintendo clone games.
Yeah.
Multiverses work for a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah, then it died off.
Enough content to keep it going.
Yeah, then it died off, you know. I mean, you got to start paying some of these, you know, it gets expensive when you ain't making no money, but you trying to get new characters, and you got to pay for these licenses, and Scooby-Doo ain't free. You know,
yeah, but that's their company. That's DC.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know. I just didn't. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it. And a lot of people, I guess, aren't, because you don't hear nobody talk about it no more. So
you got to support these games. Like, if this game released with a Smash Brother roster of like 40, 50 players, and yeah, it'll probably be still popular, but 8-7 players, you know, and yeah, then once you get bored and some of these characters are glitched, and
yeah, and then you, they want you to pay. Around,
some of them was banned already.
Yeah, they want you to pay for them, and yeah. Yep. So, I don't know, man.
It's not a contest. It's really not a contest, really.
No.
Smash Brothers. Like, a lot of people was trying to get these clickbait articles. Ooh, it's better than Smash Brothers. Like, get out of here.
Nah, no. It
come
it
back wasn't. In like another 10 years, 15 years, and let me know.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway, back to our Game of the Year discussion. Yeah, for me this year, man, it was Elden Ring, man. It wasn't really... I ain't played nothing else this year. Really gave it like what I thought, like, oh yeah, this is gonna be it right here. It was mainly just Elden Ring all year for me. I thought was gonna be my game of the year, and then it, you know, it is my game of the year by far. It you know, I haven't got a chance to play God of War yet, but I could imagine God of War is God of War. I mean, it's God of War. It's, you know, I mean, they just add it to the greatness. You know what I mean? It's a great game. So I wasn't surprised at all Elden Ring won the Game of the Year. If God of War had won Game of the Year, I wouldn't have been upset about that either, because, I mean, it's God of War, but I'm glad they did go to Elden Ring.
It's going to win some Game of the Year awards.
It's definitely going to win some Game of the Year awards, definitely. What only thing that really, really kind of shocked me this year, and I guess I don't know if I should have been, was the lack of respect for Horizon Forbidden West. It
was in a lot of categories. It just didn't win.
Yeah. It didn't win no awards. Zero awards for that game. And even leading up to it, I mean, and what I mean by lack of disrespect,
it had one of the best trailers to it, too. It had that Hollywood trailer that a lot of people were still talking about on the websites.
And what I mean by lack of disrespect, so, you know, Horizon Forbidden West came out, right? And then, you know, after, like, it was on sale. I saw it for a little cheaper, like, it was like $59.99 or something within like a month and a half or something like that. You know, God of War would never, you know what I mean? Like, God of War going to be $69.99 until at least around like February, you know, somewhere up in there. Maybe you might catch something on one of these little offbeat sites or something, but I'm talking about like PlayStation Store, Best Buy, or whatever. That game ain't going on sale. Black Friday. No, it ain't, you know. And yeah, you can forget about it. And I don't know. I just thought they kind of disrespect Horizon a little bit. But I don't know, man. Every year, it happened to them last year with Zelda, though, too. Not last year, but the last time they dropped, Zelda dropped at the same time and knocked them off. And I guess this year was Elden Ring dropped at the same time and knocked them off. So, you know, I don't know. But yeah, I was kind of shocked.
I
can't talk.
I mean, I ain't played it, so. I hear a number of good things about it, though.
I ain't play it either. I played Horizon, the first one. It was okay. And but I don't know. I just thought, like, this was the year. I thought it was going to win a bunch of awards and all that. But then again, like, who expected Elden Ring to be that popular, though, too? So nobody really thought about that either. A Souls game to be that, you know, that much popularity surrounded by it. So, yeah, that kind of shocked me. But it kind of shocked me Game Awards didn't show them no love, though. Like, give them something. You know, they ain't win not one award during the Game Awards this year.
You gotta get those votes up.
Yep. And I guess it came out long enough ago where people kind of like, you know, forgot about it kind of too. You know,
it was a little beef going on with the Player's Choice Award. I guess like the Player Choice and Sonic was winning.
Sonic was beating Elden Ring pretty badly from what I heard.
It was
beating,
what's that, Ganon something or?
Ganon.
Something, that robot game or something like that, because they said it won, but they said they was running campaigns on getting people to vote. They cheated, basically, a lot of people said. Like,
who,
you know,
Sonic did?
No, not Sonic, the other one.
Oh, the other game? Oh.
Yeah, they said, like, they said it was Sonic was winning clear.
Yeah.
And then they said, like, this, you know, one of the girls at work was telling me an article showing me stuff. They had campaigns on this game. Like, it was called, like, Ganon Wars or something like that. The one that it won.
It was a PC game?
Something like that. It was like they start running campaigns and getting people to vote for it, and it's like that's how they won. That's how they beat Sonic, and it's like Sonic was winning just naturally.
Yeah, I heard Sonic Frontiers was like
Sonic Frontiers got screwed out of the time it came out because it's not going to get no awards next year.
Yeah, it was not. It wasn't.
That's why God of War came out the way it did. That's why God of War came out so it could be nominated for awards and stuff like that. You know, once you come out at a certain time,
and it came out. I mean, Sonic came out the same at the. I mean, it came out on the same day as God of War, I think. And you know, it was one of them things, man. It went on sale instantly. It was $29.99 for Black Friday automatically, and you know, that's another thing I want to touch on real quick. I noticed they quick to drop a price on the game here lately. Like, you know, you notice that? Like,
it's that time of the year.
Yeah, but man, I mean, you know, like I said, they ain't doing that to no God of War or nothing. But you know, like we was talking about Need for Speed. You know, it just came out what a couple of days ago. I saw it for $40 yesterday, $41. It's already down. Yeah, they quick to, you know, they pricing these games at, you know, $69.99, but I guess if it don't get that initial pre-order uptake or they don't sell enough right away, they like, okay, we good. Go ahead and drop that $49. You know, go ahead and get that down there, you know, just to sell the game. So, you know, I guess that's kind of good, though. At least they recognizing that people ain't going to pay $70 for this. So we might as well. I'm surprised Callisto Protocol ain't on sale yet. I give it a couple weeks. It'll be down there.
Yeah, I hear that game. I hear a lot of mixed things about it, but I heard overall it was good.
That's what I hear. I'm still going to play it. I'm not paying $70 for it, but I'm still going to play it. I mean, if you know, if I see it for a little cheaper, I'll pick it up or whatever, but
it's a holder. It's the big boy. Come on.
To that new Dark Space. Dead Space comes out or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, man, that's pretty much my take on the game of the year. I really didn't have no other game in mind. God of War was my other game I had in mind for game of the year, but then I
was blown away with Stray. Like, that was good enough for me, just seeing Stray up Stray, there hanging with
the yeah, the
dogs.
Fact
like,
Stray got me, okay. That's another thing. The fact Stray got nominated is awesome, and it won. Stray won a couple
it
awards.
Won like two or three awards.
But for a little cat game to even get nominated like that, man. That was really good. And for that to be an indie game, too, that game was...
But last year, though, don't forget, It Takes Two won. I don't know. That's not an indie game.
It's not an indie game.
It was
but
a smaller game,
It's
though,
a smaller game, yeah. But that one probably because... I don't know if you ever played It Takes Two with somebody. It was a great family game. Like, me and my daughter played it together. And it was a great coming together type of game. And it had a good story. And it was a good game, man. It was a really good game. It wore
That's
out.
How I felt about
it
Stray.
Got old real quick though.
You know, it wasn't no co-op or nothing, but it felt like it made you feel really good once you beat it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you got, you know, invested in the characters and stuff like that, and you wanted to see the cat get home and, you know, and help the city out and all that stuff. And
yeah,
I hope they make a sequel or something similar to it. Like, the game was really, really good. Like, I played another good game like that this year. Deliver Us Mars or Deliver Us to the Moon.
Yeah,
and
Deliver
that was
Us to the
like
Moon.
A really, really good game. And you know, the sequel come out to that. You know, Deliver Us
to Mars.
Deliver Us Mars, I think. Yeah. Deliver Us the Moon, I think it was the first one. But that game come out at the beginning of the year. So I like those type of games where you really just get into the character, because when you know, when you're at work, you know, you're thinking about these characters, like, man, I want to get home. Like, you know, like a lot of people say that about God of War and stuff. Yeah. Like, you know, that's why a lot of people say God of War had one of the best stories this year, you know, because Elden Ring, you don't really get attached. I hear you don't get attached to the characters. Like, you do so much.
No, because
like
you don't have. Yeah,
it's like Zelda.
That,
you go around and do a bunch of stuff and work with people, do this and that.
And not only that, you have, like, your character's kind of made up. It ain't like a one set, you know, it's kind of like a made up character. And, you know, you mainly just trying to get them as powerful as you can so you can just walk through enemies mainly. And you meet people, but, you know, really they just an ends to a means. Like, you're not building no relationships and then, and, you know, yeah.
God of War, it didn't get Game of the Year, but it got its credit, though, by getting the best adventure game of the year. It did the best. Yeah. What it got, it did, it, for what it did, it won for what it did. You know, that's what it was, an adventure game, which it won best adventure game. You know, I mean, a lot of these people, they go for what these awards and stuff like that, but these awards don't really matter at the end of the day.
Nah,
like,
it's
know,
all
you
about
still don't like people. The game the same.
Yeah,
God of War still gonna win awards.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember it was a couple years ago. Maneater was my game of the year. I had the most fun playing that than anything. I love that game.
And a lot of these games, you notice if you look at games, a lot of games got game of the year editions. You didn't even know one Game of the Year.
Didn't even
Maxim
win Game
Magazine
of the Year.
And Teen Pop gave this game magazine. You know, they put anything on there to give a Game of the Year edition.
Yep.
Like, where's that Game of the Year edition?
Yeah, when did that win Game of the Year? Oh, we won
it. I'm pretty
sure
God of War is winning Game of the Year on PlayStation Blog, though.
We won it in Gaming Magazine. Yeah. Oh, okay. You know. All right, man. Before we get out of here, I got one more little story I want to touch on. And well, I'll touch on this first. So you asked me about Gotham, whatever. What is it?
Gotham Knight.
Yeah, Gotham Knight.
What do you think about the tribute to the Suicide Squad? The last, what's the dude's name? The guy who played Batman.
Who's that?
The guy who passed away did the voices for Batman.
The guy who passed away did a voice for Batman. Who
did? Yeah, he did. He did all the Batmans, like the he did the animated series. He did.
I thought that was Mark Hamill did those. Oh, that's the Joker. Yeah, that was the Joker. Never mind.
They did a tribute on Suicide Squad. The game is coming out. They show this is his last project.
Oh, really?
I forgot his name. I know people like, man, he a Batman fan, but I forgot his name though. But yeah, I thought that was pretty good because I grew up watching the Batman, the animated series, and he did all the voices for the movies and the cartoon movies and stuff like that.
Speaking of that, you heard they canceled
Kevin,
Batman.
What's his name? Kevin something. I'll find out.
Canceled Batman Beyond, right? You seen that?
They kind of canceled it, but they never announced it. Like, I didn't even know it was a thing.
They said, well, they did announce it. It was supposed to star Michael Keaton and stuff. Not announced, but, it was rumored. And I heard Keaton had, he was involved and everything. And they canceled it. WB was like, nah, we good.
Kevin Conroy, his name.
Okay.
You know him?
Nope. I mean, I know the Batman voice, but I never know who did it.
He played all the voices.
Oh, okay.
He played all the voices for cartoons and the animated series and.
Well, anyway,
I'm surprised about that. You didn't know? Yeah. I knew his name. I just couldn't think of it.
Man, I'm nowhere near big as Batman fan as you. But
Adam West, right?
Yeah.
You better know Adam West. I mean, but he's the reason why a lot of people love Batman, though. A lot of people got into that Batman animated series show. Like, that was
I'm old enough to my first Batman was I wasn't like a kid when it was out, but the reruns was the old Batman, pow, Adam West, pow.
Oh, yeah, I watched that. I think, Zoom. I'm not sure. My memory is not that good. I don't know if I watched that first or the animated series. I think it was the animated series, and then I seen Batman on TV.
Well, I saw that first, and I just thought it was hilarious. And then I started watching the animated every day after school. They showed a Batman animated. Then it was Batman Beyond, and it was
I never got into Batman Beyond.
I was big on that for a while. It only ran like 3, maybe 4 seasons, maybe something. It didn't run long. But it was
my
good.
Take on that was he was lazy. He had everything. He could fly and
he wasn't lazy. Bruce just was too old to do it. So
he had
needed,
a power
you know,
in the suit though. This
yeah,
had power
he had.
In the
I mean,
suit.
It's the future. It was the future. I mean, and I never realized if they still had I don't think the Joker was around in Batman Beyond. I think he just had a gang. It was a gang called the Jokers.
He had a gang and something they had something with his DNA or something.
Yeah,
something
I didn't go along, but like it was.
He wasn't real too. McGinnis wasn't real too, according to the comic book. He was like a clone or something like that.
So I read an not on that per se, but I saw on, I go down rabbit holes on TikTok about comic books. So there was a version of Batman. I know this way off topic, but we're going to talk about it anyway. There was a alternate, what they call alternate universe or whatever. Anyways, there's a Batman comic where Batman realizes like, I'm get old. I ain't gonna be able to do this forever. So he clones himself, right? Batman clones himself. And as each, it had been going on for, the way they set it up pretty good, but I'm just giving you like the ending of it. It had been going on for like hundreds of years. Batman clones himself. And as each of the clones get old, they set up the new clone to come and step in his place. So like, and then they transfer memories and stuff. So when the clone comes out, he like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to fight the city, whatever. And then like his memories kick in And then he realized, oh, okay, then he knows everything that all the other Batmans knew through the history or whatever, and he continues to fight for the city. And it's said that's how Bruce Wayne set it up, so the city will always have a Batman through years, and it had been running for like hundreds of years or whatever. It was kind of a crazy concept, but I mean, it's something I could see Bruce Wayne doing, you know?
Cause, I mean, he would have different villains at the time, right?
Yeah, it'd be whole new villains every time or whatever, but yeah, through the years. But as each of the clones started to get old and couldn't be Batman no more, they'll just go ahead and break out the new clone. You know, break out the new clone, set him up. So,
because yeah, technically, Batman yeah. can only be Batman for like about 20 to 30.
Yeah, yeah. Like he'd have been
pushing aged. 40, maybe, and that's it.
Man, he'd have been aged out by now. He'd have been done. People forget Batman's just a human. He ain't.
But you his know villains, what I mean? Though, they get the same too.
Superman aged slower than Batman. They already got Superman looking old and some stuff. Like, so Batman should be dead. I mean, technically, you won't get technical about it. But, anyways. So back to what I was saying, Gotham Knight or whatever it is. Did they already have a Gotham Knight? What was the other game? No, the other game was Gotham City. Anyway, but the Gotham Knight was the bad guy, wasn't he? Wasn't he the bad guy in Gotham City?
It was Robin or Ratton Scarecrow.
Yeah, but like, wasn't he, that's the name of the dude, the Gotham Knight, though?
Something like that. Yeah. I don't remember.
Anyways,
the final to that, like the end game of that story wasn't that good.
So anyways, I started playing it, man. The game's good. It's okay. But it plays like Xbox, like a Xbox, you know, like a regular, you know, not a 360, but we can go like, you know, a PS4. Let's go with that. It plays like, it's like a PS4 game. Yeah, like it'd have been good. It'd have been, if it came on PS4, this game would have been hot. Like, but it just does not feel next gen at all. It does not feel next gen at all. It plays like something I could be playing on my PS4 or whatever. You know? Like that's just, you know, like an Xbox One game or something. Yeah. So that's my only gripe with the game. But other than that, it feels like a regular Batman game. You go out, you investigate. The only difference is, you know, you switch in between all the people and, you know, they all got different abilities and all that. That's fun. But it just don't feel next gen. Like, they don't move next gen. The graphics don't look. I'm playing on PC. The graphics don't look next gen. It just don't feel like it. And it feel, even when you up frame rates and all that, it just feels not natural, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? It don't feel like this is what they was going for. So it seems like they created like a PS4 game and just threw it on, you know, called it next gen or whatever and, you know, put it out there. I know. And I want to finish the game because I just want to know the story. Is Batman really dead? You know, what's going on? I want to finish the story. But it's not that fun to... I don't know, man. It just, for me, playing it on my...
Suicide like, Squad is the real one. You want to know.
Yeah, it just feels like
I'm playing by Rocksteady.
Yeah, I'm playing this on my PS5, and it's just like, man, this feels like something I can be playing on the kids' old Xbox in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and it's like, why am I playing this? I can go play my, you know, whatever. I'm playing on my high-end PC. I'll be like, man, I got games on here that I can be running, you know, with ray tracing and, you know, and all that. And I'm sitting here playing some old PS4 looking game, you know? I don't know. But it's cool. I mean, I'm trying to finish the game. It's cool. But
speaking of that, I've been playing. I downloaded what's name, which was announced at the awards, Forspoken.
Yeah, I played that.
Yeah, I played the demo of that, and that's hot. And I was playing that game. It's 30 frames, but you can go to
Put on ray tracing.
I didn't realize that at first. I'm like, man.
Yeah, they got a 120.
It feels good, but you could tell when you play 30 frames.
Yeah, and they got a 120 mode on there and stuff. Yeah.
When I put it at 60. It was like, man, it was good. The chick looked nice looking too. She nice looking chick. Like so the actress who plays her.
I don't know. You know, it's just a demo from Joel Jess from the demo. I don't know.
That game looked like an Elden Ring type game though. That's what I got the vibes of, like a Zelda Elden Ring.
Just not as hard. It's just not hard though. It's you know, but I don't know if it'll be. I played it. I don't know if it'd be a $70 game for me. You know, maybe
what's the Square Enix game? You know, it's gonna be long.
It's got everything Square Enix, you know. It's got all the map icons. Go here, do this. You can go do this. You can go do this. You know, all that stuff. It reminds me kind of a Assassin's Creed, the newer ones. Yeah. Kind of like that. It kind of got
you
that.
You said you don't know if you could do the 70.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do 70 on that one.
Well, you think about Microsoft made that announcement this last week?
Yeah, they're going 72. Man. But at least they got Game Pass. At least they got Game Pass.
That's what people were saying. Like, yeah, it's Game Pass. But yeah. You know, you get those people who want to own them games, though.
I'm good. I don't have to own a game. I trade everything in anyway. I don't need to sit there and look at stuff I already played. I ain't going
to
never play
people like to sit there and lay on the toilet and look at their
games. I know that feeling though. I used to collect DVDs. You know, you have like a wall of I had like 500 and some DVDs, big old wall, nice case and stuff. And then one day I'm sitting there like, man, I ain't gonna never, like, who gonna sit down and watch these movies? Like, nobody. You know what I mean? Especially when they start putting stuff on Netflix and, you know, stuff like that. Man, I started getting rid of them things, man, before I couldn't get rid of them. And I made quite a few dollars off of, because I got rid of them right before they became like obsolete, before Blu-ray really kicked in and all that. You know, I was able to get rid of all my DVDs.
I only buy my special stuff, like, you know, superheroes, the Marvel, DC, and some horror. I don't buy a lot, but some of them I do. I'd be like, yeah, I like that. I'm gonna buy that.
Yeah. But that's the only thing keeping me from going all digital. I ain't talked about this before, is that I can't get rid of, after I beat a game, I can't get rid of it. You know what I mean? I'm stuck with that game. Like, I got how many games sitting on my hard drive right now?
Ubisoft did a test recently. They had a sale on Xbox, so buy two, get one free.
For digital?
Yeah, digital. Damn, it was nice. On the store last week. So they've been testing this stuff out. I think that they really testing the waters out.
Man, if they come up with a way where they do like a buyback program or...
They was talking about that like years ago.
Yeah, years ago, yeah. But I mean, how would you do it? Because it's not really like...
Basically, you be selling your rights back.
Yeah, so, okay, but how does... So the whole reason for, like, the buyback thing is that GameStop...
How would they get their money off of it?
Yeah, GameStop buys your game, and then they turn around and they sell it to somebody else. They get their money. But if they just buy the rights back from you, it's... What they...
That's part why it never
yeah,
took off.
They don't get nothing out of that.
It's not rumor no more.
Yeah, they don't... Yeah, I mean, what? They don't care about what they're going to do with the rights. They don't care about that. They got rights to those games. They can sell that rights many times as they want. You know what I mean? Already. So, I don't know. Maybe... Man, I don't know what they... I don't know how that would work, man. I don't know how they could come
That's
up with something...
That's why it never happened.
Yeah, that can benefit both people. Maybe if you can trade it in for another game or something, like, you know, or yeah, I'll give you this one, but you can take this one off my hard drive, but hey, let me get that one or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it occurred.
The answer to that was Game Pass and Plus.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll give you this money to rent. You can rent as much as you want.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's like Redbox on your TV. You know, as long as you pay this monthly thing, you know, keep going. Which, another thing, and I know this off topic, man, you think Redbox ever going to set up like a Netflix or something, or they just going to stay?
Don't they got an app?
I don't know. I never knew. I thought they was just them.
Redbox kind of died for me.
Huh?
Redbox kind of died for me.
Yeah, it kind of died for everybody. I see one of them, they got still in front of the store over there by my house, and it looked all dusty and dirty. it looked like nobody come change the movies no more. That little mat thing they put over the screen, that little like cloth, it's all dirty, torn. So yeah, I don't know if it's still out there. And they stopped putting games in them. They don't put games in there no more, from what I heard.
So yeah. Your game of the year was Elden Ring.
Elden Ring.
Lines of Stray.
Stray.
So you have yeah, that's about it.
That's
yeah.
it. That's Elden Ring. Every category, Elden Ring.
You said Elden Ring every
day.
Hell no, man.
Man, you gotta play it, man. You gotta play it. You gotta play it. I played Stray. Stray's good though. Stray was good. I give it to Stray. It was good. It was two different type of games, but they were good.
But, I feel next year is gonna be a lot bigger.
So yeah, I was gonna tell you. So we're gonna do probably in the next couple weeks, maybe not next week, maybe the week after next or right after Christmas. We're going to do an episode of what we're looking forward to next year. And maybe we can get...
I already know that one. I already got a few games.
Yeah, we got a few. I got to do my research on what the scope of next year is looking like, what might come out, probably won't come out, you know, and all that.
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What's up?
We forgot to talk about one of the biggest things about the wars. One of the biggest things about the wars show.
What?
The Call of Duty.
What about
Call of Duty Add an Array mode? You didn't see that trailer?
Yeah, Add an Array mode, it's like
a story. It's like basically a co-op story.
Yeah, co-op story,
that kind of got me by surprise a little bit. I'm like, they keep pushing Call of Duty in so many different ways. Like,
well, like Fortnite,
like,
man.
I think this way is going to work, I think.
Well, it's just like Fortnite. They trying to make it like the adult Fortnite, you know, just keep pushing, keep pushing.
Raids look pretty cool though. That look like it's making it more like Destiny.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised Snoop Dogg gonna be performing in Call of Duty, you know. You know, something like that.
I seen that, I was like, damn, like, yeah. You know, money's
which I'm
worth.
Have to, man, I'm, if that do come, I'm gonna have to hook up with you so I can try to get some stuff out of that because I suck and I need help. So,
maybe we can get somebody on the show to talk about it.
Yeah, I got somebody in mind if I can get him on here.
He don't got his voice, if he got his voice back. I mean.
Yeah, man, but yeah,
you know,
seen
and
that.
The same, you know, we got to get him back on the show, you know, because we got to get him back on the show before the awards for movie of the year, because it's up for movie of the year.
Oh, man, here we go.
It's the only superhero movie up for that's, movie of the year.
That's for another show. That's for my other show.
But am I right though? That's crazy though. That Batman is up for movie of the year.
Yeah, look, yeah, you're right. I think it is. I think it is up for an Oscar, ain't it? Or
it's up for movie of the year, and it's the only superhero movie.
That is crazy to me. Crazy.
Movie's so good.
I'm not going to that's a whole nother show.
Oh,
I do.
That'd be the worst Batman movie though. That's like having Batman and Robin up for movie of the year.
We would say that for part of my fandom.
Basically, for him, it's up for movie of the year, Batman and Robin. Then,
yeah, Batman. And Robin.
That's the worst.
And Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
up
we
for...
gotta talk about some stuff next week though, because I wanna talk about, even though it's a little bit off topic, but I do want to talk about the Jeff James Gunn plan next week. He reveals.
Oh man. Yeah. And look, I'll tell you what, we're not gonna do that on this show. If you want, I know.
Talk about a little bit. I mean, it's a video game.
Look,
I mean,
part of my fandom is on the hiatus, but I will bring. We can do. I can start doing some special episodes of stuff for that. If you want to, this is what you want to do, since you got stuff to talk about.
It's interesting. Don't you think it's interesting?
It's very interesting. It's very interesting.
Wonder Woman got canceled. So.
we can do that
right now in his bed. Like,
hey man,
like,
we can. Nope, it ain't. Nope. It ain't nothing but a change of the title. We can talk about that all you want. I just change the title and put it up on part of my fandom. It don't make no difference.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about too. I mean, they didn't even show, like last year, they showed the Wonder Woman game. We didn't even see nothing else after that.
Wonder Woman 3, right?
No, the movie. No, the video game.
That's done.
From the video game, they announced that last year at the awards.
That's because they saw Wonder Woman 1984. They was like, we good.
The video game awards shows, they be giving you stuff. They be showing you stuff. Like, remember they debuted the Snoop Dogg trailer? Remember? And they got canceled.
Yeah, that's been canceled. Yeah.
Before we leave, I want to talk
about Grand Theft Auto.
It's kind of news.
What?
It's the Game Pass announced this week their games coming out this week or whatever, you know, for next month.
Yeah.
And Hot Wheels is on there as DLC. DLC.
Didn't they already gave Hot Wheels away? PlayStation did. Okay, yeah.
We was just in a party about maybe 10, 15 minutes ago. Well, before this podcast, like an hour.
Doing Hot Wheels?
Yeah, we was just talking about it.
Yeah,
and
Hot Wheels
was
fun.
He was like, man, I can't wait. You know, we're getting Hot Wheels next month. And all of a sudden, it's an article up. It's canceled. Like something happened with the developers on why it's not coming.
It's
not coming.
PlayStation blocked it, probably.
Because it was the $80 edition. I'll probably have more on it next week.
Have you played that game?
It's Hot Wheels.
Have you played it?
I had it on PlayStation and never played it.
I played it the kid. It's fun.
It was good, but I just never got to it.
It's fun. They do like the old tracks. Like you play when you was little. It's like in the game. It's fun. But
I played a lot of the tracks on Forza Motorsport.
DLC. Yeah,
they similar.
Speaking of that, man, one more story. This last story, I promise, and we're getting out of here. That you seen the FTC is suing Microsoft to stop that merger. You seen that, right?
They putting that block.
These people, they need to quit. They need to quit.
For me. It don't really matter for me. It's a win-win for me anyway. If it gets blocked, if it don't get blocked, I get caught. It don't really matter. I think anybody don't care. Like, I don't care about it. I'm not one of those people.
PlayStation seems like the only people that do care about it. Like, they really mad. Like, they really, really upset about this.
And in the midst of it, you know, they still making deals with Nintendo. You know, hey, we're going to do a 10-year plan for Nintendo. You know, they want Nintendo on board, too.
You should have seen some of the language in this article, though, man. They was like, oh, it's hindering other gaming companies by... You know, by buying up the most competitive game, you know, one of the developers, and this will hurt. Man, PlayStation's still gonna be number one. Like, what are we talking about?
Sony gonna come with it pretty soon and be like, "We buy a Nintendo."
Yeah, they can't afford Nintendo. You seen Microsoft got more money than Sony, and you seen Nintendo laugh them out the building when they came to them. It was like, "Hey, we gonna buy y'all," and Nintendo start laughing. Like, "Are y'all kid? Why would Nintendo sell?" Nintendo got the perfect model. They're not involved in none of this. They still make mediocre equipment with mediocre games, and we still buying it. Why would they sell? They could still charge. They still charge $59.99 for a game that's probably only worth $29.99. We still buying it. Mario Kart could drop tomorrow and outsell every game on every game that's out right now. God of War included. You know, if they announce Mario Kart 9, it's over. It's done.
Other Mario Kart game didn't get no love.
Oh, that one with the race where you set up the things in your living room and all that. People loved it though, man. It was really popular. I knew people had it. Nintendo, I just don't. I got. I'm just not doing all that in my house. Like, I got the space, but I'm not setting up all that and take it down. That's not every time. That's crazy. but yeah, man. Nintendo, nah. They ain't buying Nintendo. But it's gonna be. It's going to be very, very interesting to see if this deal goes through. And you going to play that Modern Warfare on that?
30 fans, I'm going to be like, man, why is it moving so funny?
Watch Clint. It's crazy. All right, man. All right, everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch y'all next week. Be well.